From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Tim Henney.
Next up, social isolation, loneliness, and suicide are conditions we often associate with the elderly, but in reality, these issues have sharply increased across younger generations. Baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, and post-millennials all report a declining number of friends and an increasing number of health issues associated with loneliness. Even more concerning, it appears that the younger the generation, the greater the feelings of disconnection. Our next guest is author, podcaster, blogger, and rabbi Chaim Herring, who has written a new book called Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer, Gen X, and Millennial Divide. Herring's goal is to change these divides and, as the book title suggests, create connection and resilience among these groups. Chaim, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Good morning, Lynn, and good morning, Tim.
We're in these different generations. About four generations are present in any workplace, say. They're stereotyping and they're labels, but they do tell us so much about these different age groups that hopefully, as you say, can unite us and connect us. But there's still something about that stereotyping that gets me.
The labels are both a help and a very significant hindrance. They help because, as you said, we're able to try to filter information about relationships, but our filters have gotten a little cloudy lately. And as a result, I think that they've compounded misunderstanding, they've contributed to age segregation, and they wind up shutting down conversation because all we see is difference and forget what's perennial about us.
Right. I think for the benefit of our listeners and Tim and me, let's talk about the difference.
Why is it always about me?
Well, I know that every time someone says a baby boomer, I know that's from about age 54 up. And then Gen X is somewhere
Do you qualify as a baby boomer?
Barely. I'd rather call myself a Gen Xer. But there's Gen X, there are millennials, and then you say post-millennials, but we also call them Gen Z, I think, and that would be about the 20-year-old. Can you just break those down for us and tell us what ages encapsulate which stage?
Yes. The greatest generation, you can think of World War II, and there are still members of that generation around. You can think of as 92-plus, a silent generation who fought in the Korean War, ages 74 and above to 91. Boomers, ages 55 to 73. Gen Xers, ages 39 to 59. Millennials, ages 23 to 38. Gen Z, ages 7 to 22, and there's actually a generation under them. I think their name might be Gen Alpha, starting from the beginning again.
Boy, Lynn, for somebody who doesn't like labels, you certainly knew a lot of them.
Well, we hear them so often, don't we? And people really do get pigeonholed. But
yeah. Hi, I'm curious about, you know, this list of age categories and how we reference them, as Lynn pointed out, is an interesting aspect. But if we were to go back to prior to the greatest generation, was this happening prior to that generation? Were we calling a group of people something prior to the greatest generation, or is that sort of a recent development?
I think we were calling them young and old.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Children and adults. Mm-hmm. And marketers got right in the middle and found a way to help create these divisions for their purposes. And I understand that there's some value in understanding the historical events and experiences that shape people. But I think at this point, the labels have contributed more destruction than they have anything constructive.
Can you unpack what you just said? The marketers got a hold of it. What happened there?
Once corporations began to realize that a one-size-fits-all message was no longer going to be effective as generations began to emerge and the study of generations became part of the academic place, then that also opened the door for trying to figure out how to segment people and to try to get them to purchase services, goods, and products.
By specifically marketing to their age group.
Yes, because even boomers today, and certainly millennials, boomers will listen to radio and television still. And, you know, for millennials, it's Instagram, YouTube, different channels, so different messages.
Hmm. We know that technology is one of the things that creates isolation, unfortunately. It's such a tool. It does create the isolation and perhaps contributes to the loneliness that you talk about. The younger the generation, the more they feel this. And yet, it seems like a tool to help possibly connect us as well. And so I know that you bring this up in your book, Connecting Generations, how we can use technologies as a tool to better connect us.
Technology is neutral. How we use technology is really filled with values. And if we, those who are adults of any age, don't think about the implications of how we're using technology, that means somebody else is hijacking our attention and our autonomy. And that's why for people who are older, technology can be a lifeline to the outside world. And for children who are younger, it can also be the source of a never-ending kind of frustration, feeling anxious about oneself because there's an image that you need to keep up. And if something bad happens at school, you can't turn that off. It follows you home now. So we created this situation. I think we can reverse it.
Right. That's hopeful. If you're just joining us, our guest is Chaim Herring. He's written Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer, the Gen X, and the Millennial Divide. Now that I realize I'm fully a Gen Xer, thank you, Chaim, for your definition. I will say that one of the things that ties me to the millennials and even the Gen Zers is their feeling of flexibility. We learned from our parents, and you probably did from your parents, you know, you stick with the same job for 35 years, and that gives you security and
a pension.
A pension, and that will anchor you to something that is, you know, has continuity in your lives. But millennials and Gen Zers don't feel that way at all. They feel like, you know, they don't want any moss to grow under them, and they keep moving, and they have the confidence to do that. And I think that we, Gen Xers and baby boomers, can learn from that. And that's one of those things that you talk about.
Yes, and that's where generational differences, at least understanding the kind of influences that shape us, become important. So one of the great delights that I had was asking millennials and boomers what they thought of one another. So when I was with millennials, I interviewed them and asked, when you hear the word boomer, what image comes to mind? And when I was with boomers, I asked them, when you hear millennial, well, I usually didn't get past that, but I had to interject what image comes to mind. So millennials said, and I had to bite down on my tongue because I'm a young boomer, millennials said, why create a bucket list when you can have fun now? How do I know how I'll be feeling 30 years from now? I should slave at a job that I don't like to get a pension for 30 to 35 years. Boomers, you're no fun, you're goal-driven, and don't tell me that I should know what I want to do for life when the job that I have 3 years from now may not even exist today.
Yeah.
I'm curious about kind of the intersection between what you're focused on in your book, which seems to be about society in general, and the work that you've done inside corporations. And the interesting common ground that jumps out at me is when you're working with corporations and you're talking about the things that you've identified, entrepreneurship, organizational foresight, and generational diversity as being sort of the cornerstones and the building blocks, that very easily translates into what creates community and what bonds community and the fabric that weaves community together. So we, I think, are facing the fraying and fracturing of communities for all sorts of various reasons. But if we took those three concepts and overlaid them on community, we might find steps to build community and build relationship within these generational categories that you've been talking about.
Yes, and for clarification, primarily I've worked in the nonprofit community, but to your point, I don't think that there's really a difference when we're talking about these issues in nonprofits, for-profits, families, or neighborhoods. And just to take one example, I figured out how to make my smartwatch look dumb. Okay, I'm just a little slow. I'm never going to be cool enough, regardless of the wearables I have. But I know that while a millennial can help me, that millennial can't Google resilience, tenacity, the ability to overcome difficulties and to come back again for another day. And as a boomer, I'm curious about what is it like in your world today? What does it mean not to have the security in terms of employment, but also have to have the opportunities that we didn't have? So, Tim, to your point, I think that the way we navigate these difficulties of disruption and disequilibrium is precisely to figure out how we bring out the best in each other, not in a top-down way, but with reciprocity, curiosity, and openness.
Sounds like a lack of judgment also, removing judgment and criticism and pursuing that curiosity, which I hear you continually come back to and speak to. And I think that is a good message for everybody. How important is dropping the judgment?
The stereotypes are rooted in preconditioned judgments about people. And that's where those of different generations can make comments that cause someone from a different generation to become quickly offended. So I would say if we can learn to just give someone the benefit of the doubt instead of the detriment of the doubt, and just be open and ask when you make a comment like that, I'm not sure that I understand it. Can you explain that to me? And suddenly, maybe you won't be best friends, but you understand someone a little bit more.
The book is Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer, Gen X, and Millennial Divide. And it makes me think of, I have some friends that are in a younger generation, shall we say. And we always find these great platforms of appreciation for each other. They look at me and say, oh, I hope when I'm as old as you are, I'm doing these things. And it gives them great hope. And then I look at them and say, oh, you're so full of new, fresh ideas and innovation. And I am so thankful for that generational diversity. But you say that we're very challenged, even when young and old live next to each other, we're having difficulty. So what do you suggest we do in our neighborhoods or our organizations?
I think that Gen Xers, boomers, and those older need to take the lead in this arena, because we can remember a pre-digital world. And we can remember that a curated conversation that is perfect is really a fantasy. And conversations and relationships can get a little messy, but that's how they also become deep and enriching. It doesn't take an act of Congress to say hello to someone with whom you're familiar. I started practicing this a couple of years ago. In my office, instead of just walking by people and mumbling good morning, I've stopped to ask them, what is your name? I don't want to walk by you anymore without greeting you by name. Well, that really, it sounds simplistic, but that can make a difference. Volunteer with someone of a different age. If you can't do it alone, find a friend who volunteers. Learn something online the way that younger people do. Advocate in your community, and don't build a community center for seniors. Put a preschool, seniors together, and move from proximity to relationship.
Hmm. Chaim, where can we find you? I know you have a podcast and a blog. Your website is hayimherring.com. That's HayimHerring. But you seem to be a little bit of everywhere. And what is your favorite way of connecting with people so they can find what your work is?
I'll even give my phone number because I'm always ready for a good conversation, 612-859-1650. Email is Hayim@HayimHerring.com, and the website again is HayimHerring.com.
And the book, Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer, Gen X, and Millennial Divide. What a great concept. We're so glad you could join us on The Mountain Life, Hayim.
I'm delighted to be here, and thank you both.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.